Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalbert. And joining us today, we have...
Scott White.
Scott, what is your experience with sound?
My experience with sound is... Well, being a comedian... My experience with sound is the proportionate of laughter to silence. Because a lot of people think silence in comedy is bad, but silence in comedy can be very, very good. Mm-hmm. You can let people, if just having a long setup joke where there's tons and tons of silence and then you pop it at the end and there's just a huge laugh, that laugh is intensified by the silence that preceded it.
The anticipation
of the laugh. Now, of course, if there's no laugh at the end of that, then that's when the silence becomes hurtful.
Yes. What is your experience with music?
Music has just always been... It's just something you can turn to. I actually know people who don't like music, and to me that is just... How can you not like music? I mean, I don't like country. I don't like jazz. I can understand not liking specific kinds of music, which I don't. There's types of music that I do not care for. Mm-hmm. But not wanting music in your life must just... What, you know, trade your ears to a deaf person then, if that's not what you want. Because I'm sure deaf people would love to hear music.
I would have to think maybe it's like an overstimulus thing, like... But that is a...
But most of the time, I mean, if you're not at a concert, you can control the music.
Yeah.
You can control how much you listen to and how much you don't listen to.
But to not like it at all.
But to not like it at all.
You better be busy.
Yeah.
What does sound mean to you then?
Sound means life. Sound is everything. You hear the trees rustling, that's life. You hear the birds, that's life. Can we swear?
Yeah.
I got an annoying fucking dog next door. They let him out, and he barks all the time at inappropriate... I'm surprised he's not barking now during this podcast. That's life. So, life is annoyance. Life is... yeah, pleasantries. Which is all conveyed through sound.
Yeah. And we'll definitely get more into that in the third podcast. What about music? What does music mean to you?
Music to me is bittersweet because I am not musical. I can't sing. And now that I'm older, I'm disappointed because people growing up, my mom making me take the piano. Oh, my mom's making me learn this instrument. And now that I'm older, I'm so disappointed in myself that I never got to pick up a musical instrument. I don't know how to play anything. I mean, I can sing, but I can't sing.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah. So music is sort of, it's a bittersweet because I am disappointed that I can't read or play a lick of music.
There's still time.
No. I actually do a joke about that in my act. About about being too old to learn music. It's like, if somebody's in their 20s, it's like, hey, yeah, you got plenty of time. It's like, I think I'm going to learn the piano. People are like, yeah, good luck with that. Because in Groundhog's Day,
yeah,
that scene where Bill Murray learns, and I listened to the commentary by Harold Ramis, and you have to do something... 10,000 hours just to sort of be good at it.
A professional.
Just to be a professional. So it would be over 10,000 hours to not only be good at it, but then try to be great at it.
Yeah. There's an album. I cannot remember the artist's name. I don't think it's even in English. That was suggested to me on YouTube of this guy who I think he was in his 40s, 50s, and he's just like, I'm going to learn piano. And then I think the album is basically the four-year mark where he was like, I'm going to put this album out. It's insane. It's like, I mean, like classical music, freeform jazz level insane. But he did it. I think you could do it too if you wanted.
Well, that also, I mean, let's face it, that was probably a rich guy doing that.
Maybe.
It's hard. Well, maybe not, but...
But I do get what you mean. More privileged than
More privileged thing where you don't have to support yourself, and you can spend hours a day practicing the piano.
I get what you mean.
That's something you have as a child. You don't have the responsibilities as an adult as you have as a child, so you can set that time aside to learn an instrument. Being older, it's tougher. You have to balance. Now, I don't have a family. A lot of people, you know, families, jobs, hard to find time.
Especially, like, or I would say post-2000s, because now, like, there's so much to do rather than, like, I know when I was growing up, at least, was probably the last time where, like, there was no internet. There was just, like, you had to, you spent time doing hobbies. You had to do something.
You had to have a hobby. Yeah. You couldn't watch TikTok all day.
Exactly. And so you just pick up an instrument, you know?
Yeah.
What do you hear right now?
My inner thoughts, trying to sound smart on this podcast.
Hey, be yourself, man. Make a sound. Make sounds. Make a sound that you believe only you could produce. Gosh. Make a cool sound.
A.
Make a not cool sound.
I would like to speak to the manager.
Sing a note.
La.
A high pitch note?
Ah.
A low pitch?
Ah.
Sing what you think is a B flat. Sing a string of notes.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Improvise a lyricless song.
Doom kicka boom chicka boom ba boom 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 chicka boom ba boom boom ba ka boom chicka boom ba boom boom ba boom ba boom chicka boom ba boom boom ba.
Name something that makes a sound.
Books.
Make that sound. What is a sound that you enjoy?
The monkeys.
What is a sound that bothers you?
Traffic.
Oh, yeah. Drum on something. Can you beatbox?
No.
Imitate flatulence. Make an animal call.
Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
Manipulate your voice.
I will make sure that you're released upon the payment of your bill.
Imitate someone without revealing who it is, either a celebrity or someone you know.
Well, let me tell you something, Pilgrim. We're gonna head over that ridge and take the enemy by surprise.
That was really good. Name an instrument.
Oboe.
Become that instrument. All right, now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute. What did you hear and experience?
I heard our drinks fizzing. We both opened a couple of seltzer waters, and they've been fizzing. They've been fizzing the entire time. That is something that you may not have, if TV on, stuff like that, neighbor waving at you. That's something you might not have noticed if you were not sitting in silence. Just a little. It's barely audible, but it was there.
It might pick up on the mic. We'll see. I heard your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. And then at the last moment, my neighbor came out his door.
Yeah. Heard his keys jingling and everything.
Yeah.
Can you name an onomatopoeia?
Boom!
Clap. Snap. Whistle. Stomp. Is there a significant sound you can remember from the past?
There is. It still happens at where my dad lives. There's a siren goes off at noon every day. And it's an early warning siren, but it goes off every day at noon just to test it. And if you do not live in that area, or if you're visiting that area, it can freak you out. But if you live there, every day at noon, woo! And it goes on for like 30 seconds. Woo! So it's like an air raid siren.
Was that a power plant or something?
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Someone has an alarm, they just have been doing
it's
it.
It's something with the city.
You'd hope. Hum the first song that you can think of. What song is that?
Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees.
Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
The first song that stood out to me, it would have to be The Polka Dot Door. The theme to the TV show, The Polka Dot Door. It was a kid show. The Polka Dot Door, The Polka Dot Door. It was something along the lines of PBS. It was for small children. But it was simple and repetitious, which is what kids need. So that's it, The Polka Dot Door. Theme song to a kid show that I grew up with. So it had to be in the mid to late 70s.
Wow. What is a sound that you think of a lot?
I don't know if it's a sound. I think of... The sound I think of the most is somebody saying yes to me asking to be booked at a club. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's... Yes, when I'll send out my avails, and when I get a yes, right before you got here, I was requested for a gig for tomorrow. So, just yes to work. Yeah. That is the sound that I think about the most.
Amen. What sound do you think you hear the most?
I would say the wind.
Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. It's an old Pepsodent. It's a Pepsodent jingle.
What is an album that you really enjoy?
An album that I really enjoy is, once again, I'm going to go back. It's a Monkees album called Pisces, Aquarius, and Jones LTD. That is, in my opinion, the best Monkees album because it came after their initial fame where they were playing their own instruments on this album and they were involved in this album. So to me, that's an album that I enjoy going to over and over again. It's before their decline. So it's right at the pinnacle of the Monkees.
Do you think that did it?
No, I think what happened was the monkeys became a little too big for their britches, and they thought they could do more than they could. They weren't allowed to do too much at the beginning, and then they were allowed maybe to do too much. I think if it was a nice combination of these musicians incorporating other musicians to help them, which is what happens on this album, which is why I think it's the best album. Because a couple of the albums before that, they're not able to do what they want. And then there's one album where they do it all themselves. And then afterwards, it goes more back to everybody's doing their separate thing. So to me, this is just a pinnacle of the Monkees. They're doing it themselves with the help that they need.
That makes sense. It definitely helps to have producers.
Yes.
What was the first album you owned or bought?
The first album I owned was Meet the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And that was a Christmas present from my parents. I had 45, you know, I had children's 45s before then, you know, Frosty the Snowman or The Little Drummer Boy. But that was the first, I would say, grown-up album that I had.
Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make?
I would like to be able to carry a note professionally. I really like to be able to sing. So yeah, I guess singing. I should say.
Are there any sounds that you wish to say?
I like that sound. It's just like everything. Everything is done at that moment.
The sigh.
The sigh.
And it's just like refreshing.
It's a refreshing.
What sound-related question would you ask the next guest?
The impression. Do an impression of somebody and don't tell us who it is.
We already have that. It's got to be a
Original.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
You would ask the next guest.
Okay. My bad. What sound causes a gut reaction? You hear that song and there's an immediate gut reaction.
What sound or song? All right. And Nick Palermo asks you, have you ever seen The Sound of Music?
I don't think I've seen it from start to finish. I remember seeing it on television growing up. But from start to finish, I cannot deny, or I don't know one way or the other. I don't remember the entire. I remember the singing, you know, Doe, a deer. I remember the Nazis. I remember Christopher Plummer. But I would have to say, I'm going to go with a no, that I've never seen it from start to finish.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
Mm-hmm. But I know of the movie.
You got any plugs before we go?
Just visit my website, scottyblanco.com. That has all the information on me and what I'm working on right now.
It really does. Your website has definitely exploded in the last like year or so.
Yes.
All right. So where can they follow, support you? Just the website?
Yeah. If go to the website and it has my Patreon page. Or if you just want to go right to my Patreon page, it's patreon.com/ScottWhite and give what you're able.
All right.
It has tiers and what you can support, and special tiers is like if you give enough money, you can suggest things for me to review or look at.
And any Cash App, Venmo, PayPal?
I've got PayPal, and that is that's on my website as well. So anything that you need, actually, the website is the one-stop shopping. Everything you need to know is on the website.
All right, well, Scott, thanks for being on.
Well, thank you for having me,
and thanks for listening, y'all.
Scott White. Boo. la 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 la. Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, ba, boom, 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 chicka, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, ka, boom, chicka, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, chicka, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba. Boom! Woo! Well, let me tell you something, Pilgrim. We're gonna head over that ridge and take the enemy by surprise.
I would like to speak to the manager.
Look. Go!